What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon said
I don't normally do a thing. But I guess I could say something like,
I just love James nodding.
Sail away. Is that, first of all, here's the thing about Enya. I don't know much about Enya. Except I know that song. Like, that is that the only Enya song?
No. She has one other one that's what's the time? Now I gotta look it up. No, she's got one other one.
For his hype music, or for his only time music to be. Oh. How does that go?
Who can say where the wait? How does that go? Yeah, you know.
I know you're talking about
For that to be his hype music, it felt like my man. Like, I guess his parents was hip to that, right? And then got him.
It wasn't his hype music. It was his
the reverse calm music.
Calm. You know, because like you get real amp when you're playing
Gran Turismo.
Right, but it was like, but also how this worked out. Oh, were you? Was that the transition into the?
No, he just tried. He just had to squeeze it in there. I was sucking that game, by the way.
The title. You were good at it.
I sucked because the game was too realistic. I was like, I can't do this.
Need for Speed,
Gran Turismo.
Oh, okay.
No,
you sucked at it. Gran Turismo. I thought you said I was sick.
Yeah, my little cousins were great. They're car people. My little cousins could take a car apart and put it back together.
Wow. And they were good at Mario Kart?
No, they were trash at Mario Kart. Trash. Used to whoop that ass, baby. Give me Toad.
Can I just say, when we were told the premise of this movie at our show a few weeks ago, my assumption of how everything played out was very different than what happened. Like I was like, did a guy just decide to like start practicing racing and then eventually got into it? You know what I mean? Like, did he like I thought he went
through. That's what you thought?
Yeah, I thought he went through some form of proper channels first, but ultimately was good at the game. Not that the game was like, you know what we should do. not that somebody at the game was like, you know what we should do. The most insane thing any of you have ever heard. And not only am I going to say it, we're going to do it. Not only are we going to do it, but we're going to do it on this level.
Wild.
Yeah. I want to say, like, I mean, we're going to get into this and talk about it. And as you all know, because you subscribe, we spoil the film. But for those who are listening to the preview, we ain't going to spoil it just yet. But I will say this, though. I want to give the film credit for the fact that, like, this could have been Air, right? They could have been like, we're following Orlando Bloom's character, because it is crazy. Like, the idea that this marketing guy was like, I've got this ingenious idea to like take gamers and put them on a racetrack. It is super dangerous. Like, it's crazy that anybody would even think to do it, let alone get both Gran Turismo and Nissan to agree to do this thing and then find players.
He did it so quick.
You know? It is impressive.
Yeah, he did it. It was a fast thing. And within a year, the guy was.
Like, it just, they were like, we don't care about his story. Yeah, let's focus on this little kid. I was like, hey, man, I'll take it.
Yeah, chill. But I do like that.
But you know, I think, yes, that is to this film's credit, but also, like, isn't Air because so much time has passed and there hasn't been a Michael Jordan movie, right? But we've heard his story in a variety of different ways. And so like Air sort of has marketability because they're like, let's talk about this. Like it almost is because they're talking about that side of it that that movie gets made, right? Like mm-hmm. whereas this is like to the common person, like people just don't even know that this know that this happened.
I mean, and, I just use Air as an example, though. I feel like this kind of thing happens a lot. You know, I mean, like even like it's a different thing, but like the Green Book, right? Like Green Book was like, hey, let's follow the driver.
Oh, sure.
And you know what I mean? So it's like, I just feel like they usually follow the white person. Like, I mean, again, these are different things, but like Glory is like, let's follow Matthew Broderick, you know?
They do follow the white person.
You know, so.
I mean, this kid is half.
The subtext of half was just, it was such a, the delivery.
I'm just saying.
You've been watching SNL because freaking, what's his name just made that joke.
Oh, did he? I couldn't even watch it.
Oh my God. He just was like talking about Obama and then he was like, but it was probably his white side. And then everyone was like, oh, and then he went, oh, did y'all forget?
That was a Shane joke.
Listen.
Yeah.
Ginger was his mom. Okay. Ginger Spice was his mom, guys. Okay. So
that was Ginger.
Ginger Spice, son.
I was like, why is this woman so attractive? I legitimately had this thought.
That's Ginger Spice.
I was like, why are these two, why are his parents so attractive? They were so attractive. And I was like, how attractive are they in real life? And I was just, I was wondering.
Yeah, Ginger, baby.
How did this movie not even mention the fact that his mom was Ginger Spice? What?
Come on, bro. When his mom stood up and started crying, I was like, why Ginger? Come on, why her jeans so tight?
First of all,
I know you, Ginger. I know Ginger.
This actress didn't. Did that actress look like Ginger Spice?
Bro, she looked like, listen, you know what it is? I also just watched Spice World in December or on New Year's. So it's like, I also,
bro,
oh my God.
This is blowing my mind.
Bray, I got something even deeper for you. So Ginger wrote a movie about the Spice Girls, but it's really about her and Mel B, Scary Spice. They're like affair. So it's like, bruh, it's coming out. The script is crazy.
The movie wouldn't explore that the mom is...
It could have been. It could have been. It could have been like, hey,
why?
The mom could have had way more shots.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's her, man.
Ginger played the mom. I thought you were saying that his mom, the real life person's mom, was Ginger Spice.
Oh no!
That would have played a major part.
That'd have been a huge part. Okay. She would have been the lead.
It also would have been like, I don't want to follow in your footsteps, mom.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So Ginger Spice, the real Jerry, played his mom the movie. Got
correct.
It. Okay. Right. Oh, wow. She looks so different. Or maybe that I just don't
I think
remember.
She looks, no, I think she looks like Ginger. Now that you say that, it puts it into context for me.
Come on, baby. You got to know.
Well, now I looked at her photo and I was like, oh, yeah, that does look like Ginger Spice. But when I was watching the movie, I did not think that.
But you did think she's attractive. Like,
I actually
his
did.
Parents,
I know.
His parents. Okay, well, I was like, these parents.
These are the most handsome parents of all time. Okay.
These parents
were fucking.
For him to have been a regular person plucked out of obscurity, it was like, why are these parents such lookers? Just regular ass parents.
Digimon Hansu, man. Come on.
James always be like, man, these niggas are too hot. I can't believe what they doing. They over here trying to be real people being this hot. That's literally,
I don't know.
I told
why.
Somebody how we handled the Bob Marley thing. I was like, yo, we got on the podcast. James instantly was like, hey, yo, man, he was so handsome. And the thing is, I didn't want to say nothing. And I went back and looked at the trailer and I was like, damn, this dude is handsome as shit as Bob Marley. And then Damien Hunsu, I was like, yo, bruh, my man's skin was flawless.
It was
flawless.
They kept having these shots of him, and I was just like, there's no way his dad looks this good. But then I saw a picture of him.
Yeah, his dad looked,
and I was like, he's actually an attractive.
Yeah, because his dad was an athlete. Yeah, it wasn't too far off.
But it was until I saw like, oh, okay, well, his genes clearly must come
But James, it's Hollywood. Oh my goodness. Of course they're going to cast attractive people. Like, what?
You can get some regular ass people to play.
No, what are you talking about? Do you watch movies? What do you mean?
First off, to James' credit, we ain't talking about like those rom-coms with just hot people. James like, yo, can I just get a regular mom and dad? Yes, you know what? To be honest,
nah.
Look, man.
Nah, bro.
Dog, honestly, if I had somebody be like, yo, this is what your mom gonna look like. My mom look like a supermodel. Cool, fine. I don't know what this does for the story, but okay.
I don't know why I didn't clock that in the movie. Okay, I will. Okay, wait. Let's just talk about some of the. This movie costs $60 million to make. It made $121 million worldwide. It definitely did better international than domestic. Domestic, it only made $44 million, and international made $77 million.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Because I guess it's more of an international sport. Well, that's not true. Because people love NASCAR. But it is international racing. It wasn't NASCAR racing, which I guess actually is different, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know racing that well.
I don't know it enough.
The movie has a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is fresh, and a 98% audience score.
Okay.
I remember when the trailer came out, I was like, this looks good.
I actually didn't know this movie was out. Like, it was like it was out and had been out, and I didn't even know it was coming out. And when somebody said, oh, we could go see Gran Turismo, I was like, there's a Gran Turismo movie? Thinking it was just a movie about the video game, you know, like, yeah, somehow. But this is the only way to do a movie about the video game. You talk about the real shit. But yeah, I didn't even know, this flew fully under the radar for me.
Oh, okay. I remember when it came out. I remember seeing the trailer and being like, that looks pretty good.
I do too.
You know, but I never saw it.
I was shocked it looked good. Same.
Me too.
I was shocked because I was like, oh, I didn't expect them to like, you know how sometimes when they make a game movie, it's like, ah. But this one, I'm like, oh, they tried to make a real movie. I was like, okay. Also, I saw the director and I was like, oh, I'm surprised he made this movie, which was shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it certainly helps that it was based on a true story and not like a story made up for a video game. Like, I assume Need for Speed was, even though I didn't see it.
Yeah. I will say
this. I didn't see Need for Speed.
Mm-mm, sure didn't.
Neil, how do you say his name? Blomkamp? Blomkamp?
I think so. Or Blom.
Blomkamp?
Right.
I remember him because I remember getting out of college and there was this guy who I think was from Australia or something and made this YouTube like short film test footage or whatever of like, this is him. And he did this short film or something and it was like an alien was in the middle of the street, but then like whatever. And then all of a sudden someone saw it and they were like, oh, this guy's going to make a movie.
Became District 9.
And then it came District 9. And I remember watching District 9 and thinking, what a wonderful movie about immigration and racism and all these things. He also, just now I'm getting off the tangent of him, but he also developed an Aliens movie. And
yeah,
it didn't go through. But like they showed some of the sketches of it and it looks so cool and so scary. You know.
Oh
yeah, he also like wanted to bring back like he wanted to bring back, what is his name?
He's from Africa, sorry.
Kyle Reese and
yeah, he wanted to
bring back.
He's from South Africa, right?
All of that stuff looked great.
South Africa, yes.
I'm a Neil Blomkamp.
I mean, I love District 9.
Yeah, and District 9.
Elysium, Chappie, which has a very similar feel, was like an interesting movie. It wasn't as good as District 9, but I did think it was like a solid sci-fi film with similar kind of, you know, themes in there, especially about like class and stuff. And then Chappie as well.
I loved Chappie.
Did we review Chappie?
Did we?
I don't know if we reviewed Chappie.
I don't know if we did.
Maybe.
I remember Chappie.
I remember when I lived in New York. It might have been before I lived with you, James. I used to go to the gym while Matt Damon was training for Elysium and he would come in and like come in with his hat and he would like, when I say my man was lifting weights, because if you watch that movie, you realize I heard his suit was like 40 something pounds. He had to wear that like exo suit or something like that.
Wow.
I thought this director was great. What, like, I'm shocked he directed this one. Like, what?
Yeah, it's his first kind of like non-sci-fi film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
his
like
last
one
was
he
something
write.
Called Demonic, which I didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
But I've seen all the other four, counting this one.
Ooh, yeah. That, okay, so he did like a horror film. Jonathan Raylock, James the Third, Drop Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is. Black men can jump.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James the Third here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!